Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are so delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today, we are also joined by a group of missionaries from the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, known as FOCUS. And so they're here with us, our live audience, and that is always very exciting. Today, we're welcoming back Robert Grieving to our show. Now, Rob has taught for 27 years in middle school, language and arts, and Latin. He is currently a teacher at the Heights School in Potomac, Maryland, and he has written for many journals and magazines, including the Heights Forum, Crisis Online, and St. Austin's Review. Today, he's here to share with us again about how courtesy is an integral part of the spiritual life in his wonderful book, The Apostolate of Courtesy, and which I said this yesterday, for a time such as this, because we are, as a culture, we have lost our way in being kind and courteous and grateful, and we don't say thank you, and we don't even look at each other. And when we live in lands of texts and messaging, and we need to get back to the basics of being a human being.
We'd also like to take a moment to speak with you, our viewers. EWTN works every day to share the hope of the gospel and fulfill Mother Angelica's mission in saving souls. This show, papal coverage events, and all of the new content that EWTN is producing through EWTN Plus, our digital platforms, this is all made possible through generosity of viewers like you. If EWTN has strengthened your faith or blessed your family, we humbly ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift, EWTNmission.com. Go there so that we can continue bringing you Christ's message, his message to the world. Mother Angelica used to say, place us between your gas and electric bill. We can't do this without you. So go to EWTNmission.com and thank you in advance. So, the Apostolate of Courtesy, Robert Grieving coming up. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Robert Grieving. He is the author of a wonderful book called The Apostolate of Courtesy. Now, Robert, we want you to recap, tell our family a little bit about your book, the content, what they're going to find in it, in ways that they can apply it to their everyday normal lives.
All right. So it's called The Apostolate of Courtesy, and it's pretty much sort of three parts. First part being, what do I mean by courtesy and the apostolate of courtesy, what exactly it is. And then getting into sort of the background virtues that you need in being a courteous person. And then the latter part, dealing with specific ways, you know, dress, deportment, table manners, writing thank you notes, all these little concrete ways, I guess, of being a courteous person in that respect.
Yeah. And, you know, we shared yesterday, and a thing that is important is the formation that's happening in home life, right? And we had four kids, and it seems like you got to reset the rules, like, every day. It's like, did you forget? Like, they forget. And I can remember our fourth child, Wesley, he was at a Catholic school, and one of the things we did during Lent was that he was to do an act of kindness every single day at school. And we too as parents, and then when we came home, we would talk about that. Because it doesn't just like happen. You have to be intentional about making it happen. Otherwise, your flesh will take over, and that's a mess.
Well, exactly. I mean, courtesy is a virtue. And like any other virtue, it has to be exercised. And so I think that's one of the reasons why the book may help is that it's easy to say, well, I'll be courteous or I'll be kind. okay, how? What exactly are you going to do here? You know, and is it going to be that I will say good morning to the secretary every day and I come through the door? Or I will make sure I pick up all my clothes off the floor so mom and dad don't have to? Or I'm going to write a thank you note whenever I get a gift. You know, it's great to say, it's kind of like saying, yeah, I'm going to be a patient person. Well, that's nice, but then with whom, where, when, and how? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's where the courtesy part comes in, is that courtesy encompasses so many of these other virtues, but you need concrete situations and examples as to how to do it.
Yeah, I think the why is just so important.
Right.
So it's not only how should I handle this situation, but you speak about presence, awareness of the other person, and as we said in the first show, the other, capital O, in the other. So this, the motivation and courtesy is at the center of everything you're sharing about, is respect for the sacredness and dignity, the image of God in somebody else.
Right.
And reverencing the Lord. As you do this, think this, you're doing it to me.
Exactly.
And once we get that, I mean, that's a motivating factor.
Right. It's sort of like, exercising. Okay, why am I exercising? Well, if I'm exercising to try to be physically impressive to other people, that's kind of a stupid reason to exercise, you know. Mm. If you're doing courtesy, or if you're trying to be courteous to network with other people or to impress other people, that's only going to get you so far, and I think sooner or later people kind of see through that. But again, you know, courtesy is one of the definitions of love. So it's, why are we doing this? It's as you said, because regardless of how it affects the other person,
right?
I mean, that other person could totally reject me, turn away. It's forming something within me of, I'm realizing that that's a human being there, that's an image of Christ there.
Yeah.
So I have to act a certain way towards that person, again, regardless of how he or she reacts towards me, regardless of what the world's going to say. It's forming my soul to be more like Christ, who was, I mean, it's maybe odd to think about it, but Christ was a courteous person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about as he went through the Gospels and how he saw the people that other people were overlooking, how he, you know, one of my favorite miracles is when one of the persons is deaf and dumb and our Lord brings him outside the village to cure him. And I always thought, well, why does he do that? Well, think about it. If you've been deaf and dumb your whole life and all of a sudden you're going to learn how to speak and hear, you're probably going to act in a strange way. And I think our Lord was just saying, you know, let me bring you out of here, away from everybody else, so you're not totally overwhelmed with this. I mean, I think he was constantly thinking about how the other person's going to feel in a certain situation.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be courteous here and make it as easy as possible for that person.
Yeah, you were sharing about that in the first show.
Yeah.
You have so many different areas, but it's like, it's one of those rules that you never want to do anything to hurt somebody else. We might have to speak the truth, but it needs to be done in love. And sometimes we're just so quick to pull off somebody's mask.
Right.
Or to, you know, be overly self-righteous in speaking about righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your book, the subtitle is like really important to me. How to Save Souls and Change the World Through the Power of Manners. I think a lot of people say, really? Because they don't know what manners are or what it is. No, you're dead serious about this, because you can lose a soul or speaking to somebody by the, you know, your lack of charity in it. You can tell everything is true that you have to say, but it's like, well, I just don't like you.
Exactly.
You speak to me, you know what I'm saying? So I can't hear anything else.
Well, I think Bishop Sheen who said that, you know, nobody really disagrees with what the Catholic Church teaches. What they disagree with is what they think the Catholic Church teaches.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is, well, why aren't they listening? And a lot of times it's because we act in a certain way that turns people off. And again, I don't want to give the impression that courtesy means I'm just going to let people walk all over me, or I'm never going to say anything to bother you, or, you know, I'm never going to correct you. But, you know, if we look at a lot of the great evangelists that we've had and do have today, you know, one of the people I quote in there is G.K. Chesterton, who I love. And, you know, he had, as dear friends, he had people who were totally opposite to you know, what he thought. But just his charity and his demeanor, people would listen to him, or you think of John Henry Newman or Francis de Sales, mm-hmm. or these days, you know, people such as Bishop Barron, for example. And again, it's not that whether or not I agree with or disagree with a lot of these people, but I know if I were to go up to Bishop Barron and say, I have a disagreement with you, he would say, well, good, let's talk about it, mm-hmm. you know. And I'd probably end up losing because he's Bishop Barron. But I mean, you know, I would feel that he was listening to me mm-hmm. and respecting me. And that's where the courtesy has to come from, is that you're at least trying to reach that other person, and as you said, the person behind the person.
Well, and in marriage, in family life, yeah. in workplaces, you as a teacher being a witness, as these students are over there being focused missionaries and learning to go out into the community and to be light and salt on college campuses, it's the way we say it, and when we say yeah. it wrong, and we do in marriage, and I do it as a boss in a workplace, I need to say, you know what, that didn't come out right. Okay. Can I say that differently? Because you don't want to offend another person. When we offend someone, or we're being offended, you know, when we get offended, it reveals our heart.
Yeah.
And that's another part of that interior journey that we take. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I so offended that she said it that way? What she said was true. I'm taking offense. Well, maybe it's my problem, right? But we never want to take ownership. It's always somebody else's problem. And she's not being nice to me, so I'm not going to be nice to her, as so goes this culture.
Right, exactly.
Why should I be nice when they're being totally rude?
Well, right. Well, if you look at it that way, then you got to throw out the whole gospel,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, our Lord said, you've heard it said, an eye for an eye or tooth for a tooth. But I say, you know, he always ups the game here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with courtesy. It's not about, I'll be nice to you if you'll be nice to me. It's, no, I'm going to be courteous to you regardless mm-hmm. of it. And I have a couple stories in the book there of people who, you mentioned the Maria Goretti, for example. I mean, and Alessandro there. I mean, talk about a situation of one person reacting totally different, and the message that came through there was a powerful one of love, okay? But again, I just think it's just, when you have these encounters with other people, they sooner or later, I think, you know, people will realize whether you're genuine or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the courtesy, as I try to just get through there, is that it's a way of, as I said, making the rubber hit the road with
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when we mess up, and we will.
Yeah, I mean, you will.
When
you
we mess up, we will. We need to take ownership and to say, can I do that better?
Yeah.
And if we're in a school setting, you know, maybe I didn't say that right. Or maybe we were just being not the best version of ourselves
right.
in that conversation or in that moment. We always get the opportunity, because mercy and grace is always available, to course correct. Right? And
right.
that's the journey where we go, you know, I could have said that. I could have been more loving. I could have been more patient. I could have been kinder. I could have been courteous when nothing was coming back my way.
Right.
Because you're not doing it for that person. You're doing it for the audience of one, which is just Jesus anyway.
Right.
Right? And how we respond.
And I've had plenty of times, and if any of my students are watching this, they know where I've had to apologize to them. And it is very hard, but it's, again, one of the aspects of courtesy, and we all know this in a family, where you have to say, I am sorry, not just sorry, that's an adjective that doesn't modify anything, you know, I am sorry, I did something wrong here. Now, maybe what I said needed to be said, okay, as a parent or as a teacher or as a brother or sister, but I did it in the wrong way, okay? And that's a huge part of that courtesy, that bringing that, you know, trying to establish those good relationships with other people so you can go deeper when you need to.
Right, yeah. Because you want to be an authentic witness.
Right.
I mean, you don't want to come off holier than thou, especially in a marriage. You don't want to come off like a religious, spiritual person, because then where's the encounter? Where's the love? Where's the reality? You know, and it might be, you know, you're trying to share the gospel, or in our situation, you know, we work at a pregnancy center, and I'm trying to work with this mom to choose life for her baby, and it's a power encounter, and your light is going to meet darkness.
Right.
And I have to respond to the spiritual mess of it all, but still at the same time, there's a human being, and she might be manipulated by spiritual forces right. of death and darkness, but there's a woman in there that needs the love of Jesus, and we need to bring that to them in love and not be judgmental or not be critical, but to throw her a lifeline and to say, in the midst of this trying time, wherever you are, God loves you and he has a plan for your life.
Exactly. And I also think it's, you know, sometimes we can, and I need to put this the right way, sometimes we can make the spiritual life almost too spiritual. You know, you have to meet people, it's an old saying, where they are. So I have a chapter in there about what I call small talk, right? Because you don't just go up to somebody and say, are you saved? Or, you know, what do you think about predestination or something like that? I mean, you begin because you meet somebody at the grocery store and it's, boy, wasn't it hot yesterday? And you just start talking to them. And I think one of the great hurdles that we're facing now in terms of courtesy or any situation like this is the fact that we just don't simply like to talk to one another. It doesn't have to be that we agree or that, you know, that we're going to have some deep encounter, but it's just simply, hi, neighbor. Mm-hmm. You know, you're walking your dog. You know, as I've mentioned my wife in there a couple of times, my wife knows everybody in the neighborhood. Yeah. She knows every dog in the neighborhood. She'll know if a car is not parked where it's supposed mm-hmm. to be because she's noticing people. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do, in a sense, with that, you know, going out to try to mark people for evangelization. She just cares about mm-hmm. people like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to take a break at this point and hold you over for the final segment. Again, the Apostolate of Courtesy. Go to EW10RC.com. How to save souls and change the world through the power of manners. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Wrapping up our conversation with Robert Grieving and the wonderful book, The Apostolate of Courtesy. And so why, and I think it is, why is your book, Courtesy, Manners, why we're doing that, a contributing factor to the renewal of civilization, the renewal of what it means to be a human being? Because I think it does that, and it really can give hope. How do you see your book working in that way, if applied?
Well, okay, so, you know, we've had this great, what they call the new evangelization, wanting to establish a Christian civilization out there. And one point I try to make in the book is, in order to have a Christian civilization, you need a civilization. All right, forget the adjective, let's just go with the noun there. And we don't. I don't think we do. I mean, a civilization is where people are civil to one another. So we have to start at that basic ground level of just being civil to one another.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's so difficult these days, I think, because of most of us have turned off a human person and exchanged that for a screen in some way. And I'm not trying to bust too much on technology, but that's how we relate so much to one another these days, is by text or screens or whatever. And I realize you do need that. That's just the way the world is. But the hope with courtesy is that courtesy is a flesh and blood thing. Right, it's a flesh and blood way of manifesting your respect for the other person, the dignity of the other person. And if we can start there, I think that we have to start there.
Yeah.
Because no matter how much of the whatever the technology and everything, how much that you have, it comes down to meeting a person, right? I mean, you have these great focus people here. You think of people who affected you in your life. You know, how was your life changed? It wasn't changed by an app. It wasn't changed by, I mean, maybe those things had their place, but it was a person that came to you, even if it wasn't at first talking about the gospel or anything, but it was a person that you had an encounter with, and that sparked it. And that's where the courtesy comes in, because it's all about these relationships. and 1,000 different ways that those relationships play out and are, I think, are extremely important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what you can do, because it varies. What do you do in your home? How does this flesh its way out in your home? Does it do it there? Are you doing it better with people you don't even know?
Right.
And like you said, it could be little things, more profound things. You know, I think of, you know, we do a lot walking and exercising, so out on the streets. And I always see young people getting ready to get the bus for school. So they're all in their phone. And it kind of ticks me off a little bit because I'm trying to say hi. Joy's a lot better. We say, hi, how you doing? Good morning.
Right.
And you got to do it whether or not they're going to respond. But I thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
Welcome to At Home with Jim and Joy and EW10 in particular. And I think you really give helpful information to work for a greater solution to civilize our society. It's a great work.
Good. Thank you so much.
Again, the Apostolate of Courtesy, How to Save Souls and Change the World Through the Power of Manners. You're an important part of this EW10 family. You're never alone. All together, by the grace of God, we can live a devout and holy life if we were just simply aware that those that we're speaking to, that the presence of Christ is there. If we would but seek the face of Christ in every human being before we think or speak or touch somebody. This is our calling to the glory of God. Keep it on EW10. Bye now.